This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Mosaic Company. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, looking at the markets right now, corn and soybeans both trading lower. In fact, soybeans taking about a dime hit. The whole grain complex trading in the red this morning as the world equity markets are mixed. U.S. futures are slightly higher after a slightly higher close on Monday. But San Francisco Federal Reserve President Mary Daly was quoted as saying that rate cuts might be appropriate in 2024. This is approximately what the marketplace has priced into futures markets and is in line with last week's dot plot released by the Federal Reserve. The move to lower rates over time is thought to be supportive to equity prices. Meanwhile, markets are becoming more concerned about shipping costs as more companies are avoiding the Suez Canal and the Red Sea due to Houthi attacks on the ships in that area. This will also make costs rise that will result in higher prices for consumers. The only important economic data being released this morning is U.S. housing starts. Right now, we're seeing the European markets are mixed as well. The Dow is up just under a point at this point, and Asian markets are trading higher. On the livestock side of things, well, yesterday's close came in pretty good for cattle. Hogs down just a little bit to start the day here again today. We're seeing that futures were much stronger in cattle as traders were aggressive with the opening in anticipation of steady to better cash this week. The bloom came out of the market, though, as the day progressed and futures closed higher but well off the highs. There was no cash activity, leaving traders anticipating what the market could do. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
March corn is down a penny at 4.76 even. Soybeans down 10 and a quarter at 13.16 and three quarters. Soy meal down $3.30 at 4.09.50. Soy oil down 29 cents at 50.35. Chicago wheat down a half at 6.16 and a half. Kansas wheat down a penny at 6.26 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat down a penny at 7.20 and a half. And oats are up a half right now at 3.84 even. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. For your Tuesday morning, I'm Dustin Huffman.